What do you call these things? Some people see them around graveyards. They're afraid of them. Claim they see them around graveyards.
Ghosts? What about them?
You ever heard them called anything else around here?
Spirits. Ghosts. They're around graveyards.
What about Hanks?
Hanks, yeah.
Would it any type?
Hanks, yeah. Niggas call them Hanks.
Yeah.
White folks don't call them Hanks.
What about the thing that's supposed to be the enemy of the opposite of God? That's
the devil.
Is that?
Or Satan.
Yeah. Or maybe when you were little, your parents would try to get you to behave by saying, if you don't behave, well,
bad man will get you.
Is that supposed to be the same as the devil?
Yeah. Bad man. Bad man will get you. Yeah.
What about the boogerman?
Oh, the boogerman. That's an old black man. He's still that in there all the time. But the boogerman, the bad man. Don't be good to bad man will get you.
Did you ever hear him say anything like if they claimed those ghosts got in a house, they'd say it was
heavy?
Yeah. What would you say?
It was a haunted house.
Again, getting back to greetings, how would you greet somebody around December 25th?
A Christmas gift. Good morning, Christmas gift.
I'm glad you said that. I'm forgetting quick. Nobody remembered what that was. My grandmother said that all the time.
But you got to say good morning first.
Right.
You know that? It's not effective unless you say good morning first.
I didn't know about that.
Oh yeah, you say good morning Christmas gift.
Was that just kind of you really didn't expect to get a gift there, did you?
No, it was a greeting. It was a joyful greeting and a pleasant greeting. And you could demand a gift if you wanted to, you know. You might not get it, but niggers always try to catch a Christmas gift. They come up, they want a drink, maybe. I remember when they was going by, they had a lot of trouble someplace. My daddy would always keep a bottle. And a lot of the niggers would come up, you know, Christmas morning. Good morning, Miss Tom, Christmas gift. Papa would always give him a little dram of liquor, you know.
Or around that time of year, you'd say, I hope you have
a good Christmas. Jolly time, huh? You mean about Christmas time? Oh, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Yeah, I said a jolly time, yeah.
And how would you greet somebody around January 1st?
New Year's gift. New Year's gift.
So you had an equivalent for New Year's?
Yeah.
Christmas gift. Or I hope you have a happy...
Happy New Year. Yeah, Happy New Year.
All right. Say, if it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill
is due, a past due.
Right. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
Say if you are looking at something you'd like to buy, but it's just very expensive, you might say, I'd like to get that, but it's just too much.
Let's see. More than I want to pay.
Or it costs.
Huh?
It costs.
What?
It costs too much.
Yeah, it costs too much.
Okay. Say, if you were, when you were growing up, did a bunch of you boys ever get together and go to a place to swim?
Yeah. A lot of times. Swimming hole.
If you were, went in off a board and went in like that, you would say you were going to?
Dive.
Now, if you did it yesterday, you'd say, yesterday I
dived off the board.
And I have plenty of times before.
Huh?
I have off the board?
I've dived off the board.
Okay. And when you get in the water, you begin to
swim.
Yeah. And you would say yesterday I.
Yesterday I swam.
And I have.
I have swam.
Have you ever seen anybody go in the water and land flat?
Belly buster.
Right. That ever happened to you?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Or say if a child were playing around in the yard, he might tuck his head down between his legs and kick his feet out and go over like that.
Yeah, yeah. He's a... Oh, shit. Head over heels. What do you call it?
Would you call it Somerset?
Somerset.
Yeah.
Somersault.
Somersault. Around here, has it ever been a custom, say, if you went into a store to pay off your bill, the storekeeper might give you a little something?
He might give you a present, or he might give you a... I don't know what you're driving at.
You know the word lanyap?
Yeah, lanyap. I'd give you a lanyap.